I'm sure someone else might have heard it. I had it. We didn't hear the promo, Ambassador Hagan, but we are familiar with the promo. I want to say good morning to all of you that is on the line this morning. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern sitting in for our chief this morning. Our chief is getting ready to go en route to Amen to minister, and he asked me if I would host this morning, and I gladly accept. So we want to come. Amen. We know what to do. We know how to have service. And I want to say good morning to all of you this morning. That is on the First Fruit prayer line. I pray that you all do hear me. Amen. On the line, I'm on the regular line that I call every morning. And we certainly want to embrace the presence and the anointing of the Lord. Amen. Every now and then, our leader does have to take a little break in between, and it's only necessary. So we want to say good morning again and again. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to say good morning, amen, to our chief ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And thank you so very much for thinking of me for, amen, doing this. And whatever I could do for the Lord, that's what I want to do. Want to say good morning, amen, to Ambassador, our First Lady, Dr. Betty Johnson. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning to all of our ambassadors. And our ambassadors are Ambassador Bishop James Hagan, Ambassador First Lady to Bishop James Hagan and Dr. Judy Hagan, Ambassador Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer, Ambassador, amen, Dr. Gail Stiff, Ambassador Gina Hodges, Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, and to all of our ambassadors elect. I definitely don't know your names name by name, but you know who you are, and we certainly want to greet you and embrace you as well. To all of our bishops, elders, amen, pastors, shepherds, whatever your title is in the Lord, we certainly want to greet you on this morning. To all of the great men and women of God that is on the line this morning everywhere, and we certainly want to embrace, if we have a first time caller on the line, first time listeners, amen, we certainly want you to know that you are on the right line. This is the First Fruit praise and prayer line that you're on this morning. We are here to bless you all, every last one of us, real good on this morning. And let's take the time to embrace and usher in the anointing of God. Amen. With prayer first. Amen. Can all of you all hear me this morning? If you can, just say amen.
Amen.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Amen. And I want you, not only do I want you to hear me, I want you to be able to hear the Holy Spirit, to hear our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you're there this morning, we're going to start out as we always do, amen, and commence this line with prayer, amen, to cover it with the anointing of God. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do come before you this morning. And we just don't want to rush, oh, God, to embrace your presence. Oh, God, we always want to have time and take the time to tell you good morning and embrace that this morning with a good God bless you. Lord, we just thank you this morning for waking us up this morning. Oh, God, this is April the 5th, 2016. And who wouldn't serve a God like this? Every day is a miracle. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we're still yet among the living, that you still yet have us, oh, God, to bless us today. And we thank you this morning. We ask, oh, God, that you would forgive each and every one of us, oh, God. Oh, God, it's, people take it for granted that they don't need to repent. But daily we come before you, oh, God, as we open up our lips and open up our spirits and open up our, oh, God, soul unto you, oh, God. We pray that no guile is found found in the name of Jesus. We come asking you, oh God, to forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, embrace and crown this lion this morning. Oh God, with your loving kindness. You don't have to, God, but you do anyway.
Yes,
and we thank you, oh God, for embracing us and crowning us with your loving kindness, your everlasting mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we don't deserve it, but God, you give it to us anyhow, and we thank you, oh God. Never let us forget to say thank you. Never let us forget to look to Calvary, thy Lamb of thee. Oh God, this morning, remember, oh God, our chief ambassador, oh God, we pray that you bless him, pray that you strengthen him. Give him, oh God, what he needs as he began to get ready to journey. Bless him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, look on his wife this morning, his companion, oh God. Oh God, I've heard down through the years, my mama used to tell me, my mother used to tell me, my grandparents used to tell me, behind every good man, there is a good woman, and God, we know that she is the right woman and a good woman, oh God,
thank
in the
you.
Name of Jesus. And we're praying that you bless her. We're praying, oh God, that you order their footsteps, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on every person that is every vessel, oh God, that's on this line on tomorrow. I mean, today, oh, the devil is alive. That's today and tomorrow. That maybe I'm not mistaken. Today and tomorrow, and every day of our life. Look, sometimes we try to rebuke the enemy, but it's the Holy Spirit that is speaking through us. And you said, don't rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh
you,
God,
Mama.
Every day, oh God, bless us on this line. We're coming, oh God, to get strength, oh God, from one another. We need you, and we need one another, Lord God. You say, no man is an island, and no man stands alone.
Amen.
And, oh, God, we come today to, oh, God, to bless you. And then, oh, God, we come, oh, God, for you to bless us in the mighty name of Jesus. And for us to embrace one another, oh, God, our praise reports, our prayer requests, all of that helps us, oh, God. And all of that makes up the jewels in the body of Christ Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. For surely and truly we are living in perilous times. That means the last days. And oh God, the hours are dim and dark. Every day there are murderers. Every day, oh God, somebody's losing their life to premature death. In the name of Jesus, it's one thing when you call us from labor to reward, but it's another thing when a man takes somebody's life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that's why we need to pray. That's why we need to come together in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may pray one for another. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, look on every household that's represented here. God, we cannot see in every household, but you know every household. You know what's in every household. You know from the wall to the wall, from the up to the bottom, from the bottom to the up, every curve, every corner, everyone that live in there, everyone that peeks in doors. God, you know. And we trust you, oh God, to take care of us. We don't know, oh God, what umbrella can hold us better than the umbrella of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank
and we want to thank you this morning for it, oh
thank
God,
you.
In the name of Jesus. We come right now, oh God, and we sweep through every home. Oh God, there was a song that they used to sing, sweeping through the city. And God, we come to sweep through the city. We come to sweep through every city, every oh God, state, every home, oh God, down in the crevice of everybody's soul. Oh, Lord, we come to sweep through it, oh God, and make
thank
it clean.
You.
Oh God, we come to sweep through it. Don't allow the enemy, oh God, to come in and to steal what God has stolen from us.
Yeah.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that's why we say we come to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us. Those whose children, oh God, are not saved. We come to take them back. We come to take back mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. Oh, God, we even come to take back some ministers, oh, God, who have allowed, oh, God, the enemy to trick them out there. And, God, we come to take them back in the name of Jesus. Satan, we rebuke you now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to take back our daughters, take back our sons, take back our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Hey, glory to God.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus, you say the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. And God, we come back and ask that you deliver our seed from the hands of the enemy. Oh God, sometimes I feel like the world is the way that it is because we're not putting enough time on the clock for prayer. We're not putting enough time on the clock, oh God, for fasting and praying. We'll put a lot of time on the clock for overtime, for money, oh God, to pay bills and for pleasure. But oh God, this is a world that is full of sin and an iniquity. And oh God, we're not putting enough time in, oh God. We come to take back the time in the name of Jesus. Take back our time. Oh God, we say it's not enough time in the day, but we're going to make time within the 24 hours. Oh God, to bless your people, to pray and to fast and to seek your face, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know I just came off a 40-day fast, but God, it's still not enough because our souls are still hungry and thirsting for righteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, these are the kind of prayers you want to have. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, these are kind of prayers, oh God, that you would not shut your ears unto us, but you will hear and attend to our humble cry in the name of Jesus. Songs that will bathe the earth, songs that will move and move the enemy out the way, that would drive the devil away. Oh God, we got songs that don't move nobody. But God, when we don't sing about the blood, when we don't sing about salvation, when we don't sing about your goodness, when we don't sing about your mercy, when we don't sing about I know what prayer can do, hallelujah, there is no moving, hallelujah, so the devil can just come in and just touch them and they'll fall over. But God, when we begin to come back and sing the songs of Zion and pray the prayers that the righteous would be moved in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, I feel that this morning in the name of Jesus. So much is down on the inside of us that we don't release. But God, we're praying for the manifestation of your people, oh God, that they will release the things that's down on the inside. The enemy won't play havoc on their spirit in their ears, and don't gather together with people that talk about nothing, but talk about the glory to God, about the goodness of the Lord. And oh God, when we come back to that, when we come back to talking about you on the street corners, when we come back to talking about you in the grocery stores, when we come back to talking about you in our homes, oh God, and teaching our children the precepts of your, oh God, of your orders, of the commandments that you have given unto us. Oh God, we feel your presence this morning, and we want to abide in the true vine. Oh God, touch today. These are not prayers, oh God of abuse, but these are prayers of correction in the name of Jesus. And we must take heed to the word of God, to the spirit of the living God. And I'm praying, oh God, that we would yield unto your spirit, oh God. It matters not who you're using in a day like that, but make sure that we're being, oh God, be led of the Spirit and hearing the true and the living God through every vessel that speak and every vessel that pray, every vessel that come on, oh God. We anoint them today in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as we start out our day, we want to start our day out, oh hallelujah, a a good day with the Lord. If we start out with thee, oh Lord, we'll end up with thee in the name of Jesus. Oh God, don't let us have coffee and donuts as the first thing on our itinerary, but let us have prayer and the word as the first thing on our itinerary up to Jesus. Oh God, I praise you. A motivation prayer. Oh God, we must pray prayers of motivation. Oh God, to move your people, because the enemy got them in a stoop. The enemy got them in a lazy spirit. The enemy got them in a fearful spirit. And we take that approach off of your God's people today. Hey, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. And I intend to pray this prayer, that it will move everyone on the line, move everyone in their homes, move them to where they need to be at, oh God. Oh God, to lead their house, to be a leader in their home. How can we, oh God, how can we, oh God, usher the people of God and all of the churches, oh God, to do, oh God, what they supposed to do when we cannot even lead our own homes? And that's what it is. The word of God says, as I'm paraphrasing it, as the New American Standard do it, we're bringing it down where you understand it. There are some people that be a judge in the house, oh God, in the house, and want to be a leader and a lawyer there, but they cannot be a lawyer in their own house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But what the, oh God, we're in the day when the enemy called good evil, evil good, but God will bring it back in the day where good is good and evil is evil, in the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Grace, embrace your spirit this morning.
Thank you.
We know how to stir up the gift of God.
Glory.
One of us, Paul, says, stir up the gift
of God
that lies within you. Whatever's in you going to come out. Ah, glory to God. If God is in there, God is going to come out. If praying is in there, praying is going to come out.
Hallelujah.
If cursing in you, cursing going to come out. But make sure it come out that you will be delivered by the hands of God in the name of Jesus. You've taught us well, Lord God. You have preached to us. You have taught us, Lord God. You have sent great evangelists, great bishops, great apostles. All the fivefold ministry is everywhere, God. And we have been taught well. We have eaten your word. But God, what we going to do when we chew it up? We're supposed to spit it out to others in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
I thank you.
Thank you.
Because the sinner man, it used to be that the saints was looking for the sinner man. Now the sinner man is looking for the saints. I was in the store on yesterday, and a young girl kept walking up and down the aisle by me, and I thought I was hitting her basket, hitting a basket mistakenly. But come to find out, she was hitting my basket, and she said, "You a pastor stirring, aren't you?" I say, "Yes, I am." She said, "I've been looking for you a long time, a young girl. Now, you tell me that's not the sinner looking for the saints." I got a call on yesterday, and a man came to visit us in our service on Sunday, and he got delivered. We were at the, oh, my God, I'm just ministering to you this morning. This is how the Lord is leading the service this morning. And the man of God was a member of ours, but he had moved out of town. Somebody have some static in the phone. I need to wait until that's over, because that's the spirit of the enemy. Don't want us to share what God has for us. Y'all hear that? I don't know how to mute it, but I pray and ask that we touch an agreement. There it is. It's gone. Amen. I dare any devil to come against this ministry today in the name of Jesus, because I'm on an assignment. And I'm going to tell you, saints, I didn't get this assignment yesterday. I didn't get this assignment early this morning. I got this assignment about 5 minutes before it was time to come on the line. And that's why the word of God said, "Be ye also ready." Oh, God, I was ready because I was up in my word. Hallelujah. I wasn't asleep.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And God, as I continue. Hallelujah, to minister to your people today. Oh God, even on yesterday evening, this man had come and visited us on Sunday. And normally after we do Holy Communion, we impart a prayer and we dismiss. That's the way the Bible says that they sang a song and went out into the Mount of Olives. Amen. And he said, do you mind if I give a testimony? We had already had testimony service, but when the Holy Ghost speaks, you don't have no say so but to yield unto the Spirit. He said, I came in here with a cane. I came in here broke down. I came in here, I couldn't even stand over 2 minutes in the service. And I asked him to come forth. Hallelujah. And like the Lord told Lazarus, come forth. You may be dead now, but here come resurrection on you. And the man sat down, and he stood up, and he sat down, and he stood up like an exercise to show the devil that I am here, and God delivered me right in the service. Sometimes you don't even have to lay hands. The word of God, if you're ready to receive God, he's ready to deliver you. And what I'm saying to us on this morning, it was that we were looking for the sinners. We were looking for the lame. We were looking for all them that are hurting and those that are mourning. And now they looking for us, saying, where is the salve of God's anointing on you to come and bless me? Oh, God, I repent. I say shame on us. I know that I'm doing, oh, God, a lot of work. But, Lord, I know that you told us to be out in the vineyard and the hills and the valleys and the nursing homes and the byways and the prison walls. If you read in the first part of the New Testament when Jesus was ministering and he said, I was in prison and you visited me or not. I was a stranger and you took me not in. The word haven't changed because the world changed. Hallelujah. God will give you discerning of the strangers and not of the devil. Lord, we thank you this morning because the sinners are ready to come in. The word of God say that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few.
Yeah.
And God, bring back the harvest. Bring back the laborers in the name of Jesus. Let us work while it's day, because when night come, no man will be able to work. And it's not only talking about the darkness of night when night comes in the evening, but it's talking about when we may become lame and cannot do anything while you're yet strong. Hallelujah.
Hey.
The word of God say, let the weak say I'm strong. I got the cut off from here. But thank God that we can minister to you this morning. Amen. I believe that whatever the Spirit say, that's what God wants. And I pray that someone has been lifted up even this morning in the name of Jesus, that your spirit is lifted up. God don't come the same way all the time. Hallelujah. God don't minister the same way all the time. God may tell you to go one way and you used to go in another way because he could be holding you from some kind of crime, holding you from an accident, holding you because something is wrong with the car and you'll be stranded in the midst of big traffic.
Come on.
You just got to know God. Oh, my God. No man knows the thoughts or the intentions of what God has in store. You just got to be in tune with God and know he'll come anyway that he want to come. And I felt that the Holy Spirit, as I was beginning to pray, I couldn't stop it, and I knew it was God. But now as I come down, I hear the Holy Spirit say, oh, let my spirit rest on them this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of God rest on your spirits this morning. In the book of Revelation, it says, give them ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. And who is the church? We are the church. Every vessel, the church is in you. The church house is just a building, but God made us his church. And we thank you this morning, oh God, for how you've already ministered to us in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people that's on the line this morning, let's say amen.
Amen.
Let's give God a say good morning to the Holy Spirit this morning. Jesus.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Good morning.
God is
Thank you. Good morning.
Let's go
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord of Lords.
Thank you.
Hallelujah to Jesus this morning.
Thank
you, Lord God.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Service, we don't put God in a box. He might come in for 30 minutes and give us a good shout and a praise and a thank you, Jesus. And we try to override the Holy Spirit, and you can't even stir the anointing back up because God done already spoke. Y'all ever been like that before?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Or have you ever been in a service where the Lord has spoken and the anointing of God was high, and then someone come along and they killed the service? Y'all ever heard that? They killed it. Amen.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the time to speak.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And God had already spoke. When God has spoken, Pastor Wyden say, "Let the church say amen." When God has spoken. That means I don't care if you the bishop, the archbishop, the preacher, the candlestick maker, the usher, when God has spoken, amen, the anointing has spoken, it will lift, and you've already been blessed. Amen.
Yes.
Praise
okay.
the Lord. Amen. So
amen.
I know I just want to share, and I know my chief and my ambassadors that's with me on the line, they will back me up. Amen. We have been taught, and I want to say this to some of you without you feeling bad, and we're on a day now you can't say nothing. Well, you could say it is how they receive it. Amen. If you say anything to somebody now, they get offended, and you're telling them good stuff. But I am a mother of Zion. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one thing I know I've always been I didn't know I was, but since I've been older now, I've always been bold. So let me give you a couple of pointers on the First Fruit prayer line and any prayer line or any line that you own besides First Fruit. Amen. When our chief ambassador have told us, you got to be able to hear when you're praising the Lord. So he has to come in and say amen. So many times we've been on, and he say amen, amen, and you kept going and going. The Holy Spirit is intelligent. It will bring you to suggestion. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. If the leader is on, the leader have the right of way. Amen. And if the leader say amen, amen, I don't care how anointed you are that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. The leader has the right of way. So let's be able to hear the Lord and the leader, because he put him or whoever is in charge for that time. Also, when the man of God or the woman of God, whoever is speaking, amen, I know we want to say amen. Amen in the background and everything, but we hear that, and we hear that amen more than we hear the person talking. Am I speaking right, everybody? So I just want to say that an ambassador is a little easy in that area, and he didn't tell me to say that, but I'm sharing that this morning because, like I said before, I used to say amen, and he said we cannot hear the person pray, and we cannot hear what the person is saying. So we just have to be listen. We just have to listen, and we have to be respectful to one another. God bless you. Amen. Is that good teaching?
Yes. That's good teaching.
Amen. Did anybody get upset about that? Because if you're talking and giving a praise report and we keep saying amen, 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 we don't hear the praise report. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, as I'm talking, I want somebody to be saying amen, amen. Praise the Lord. I want somebody to just say amen, amen. You know, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Just somebody take up and say amen. God is good. Bless the Lord.
Amen. God is good.
I'm coming back. Now, did you all hear anything I say?
No.
All you heard was amen, amen. So I just wanted to give you an example, and I know all of us know that, and I know some of us have talked about it, but now it is corrected. And don't mean no harm, but we can't hear one another when we're speaking because we are on, this is not heaven yet, so we don't see heaven. We only know about heaven, so we down on earth, so we on. Some of us got raggedy telephones, some got good, so all of these phones got to work together when we come on the line. Am I right, somebody?
Amen.
Some of us in the country, some in the city, some got noise around them this time of day, some driving. So I just believe that this would be God for me to share this with you all. Amen. And nobody get offended. You love me, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can't help but to love me if you want to go. God bless
Amen.
You all. Enough of that. Amen. Is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen on the line? We do need to pause for station break.
Praise God.
Are you there, precious?
Oh, God bless you. Yes, we are here. And
could you, Ambassador Hagen? We did not hear the promo this morning. All we heard was now, Chief Ambassador, and you're a little far from us. And I know in distance, but I'm talking about on the line. We could barely hear you. Every morning it's almost like that. I don't know if anyone told you, but I'm telling you, sweetheart, in love, that we could barely hear you. If you could bring your little beautiful soft voice in a little to the microphone so we can hear you, we appreciate it. God bless you. You're on the line.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Tricia Stern. We thank God for her. She's doing a wonderful job. And, yes, I will make those corrections. We're having a little technical difficulties, but all is well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we do honor the presence of the Lord today. We honor, amen, glory to God, our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We honor, amen, his wife, amen, First Lady Dr. Betty Johnson. And we honor each and every one. We thank God, our yes, for all of the ambassadors-elect. Thank God, Emmanuel Arm, my pastor, Dr. Bishop Hagen, and to everybody who's listening. We are broadcasting live here in the studio, NPA, nparadio.com. You can reach us by dialing into the studio, 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, South America, our nations such as Afghanistan, our Barbados, Canada, Chile, Australia, Austria, oh, my Lord, just literally all over the world. Wouldn't have time to list all of the countries and nations that are carrying us, but can you imagine more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory, more than 100 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We want to thank our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. And may God forever bless him. And we want to just encourage him to keep on keeping on. And we know that he will. And by way of announcement, for those of you who are in the Georgia area, please circle April 15th. Our Chief International Ambassador is starting his tour. He let us know the Lord had laid on his heart to begin his tour. And we are so honored that the Lord laid on his heart to begin with us. We are located in Hagen, Georgia, 9545 Tower Road, and the services will go on as the Lord has said so and as the Lord has ordered him. And that will be April the 15th. The doors will open at 6:30, and the service will begin at 7:30 promptly. Family and friends, night for God. Everybody who's in the Georgia area, get word around to your friends, whether you're coming out of the Atlanta area or whether you're coming from the Savannah area or deep south along the border of Florida. If you are anywhere in this jurisdiction, amen, do come. For those of you who are not in the jurisdiction and would love to come, come. We have room for everybody who want to come, and we look forward to seeing you. God bless. And now, Ambassador Stern, we're going to turn it back to you. God bless you.
Thank you, our little sweetheart in the background. We just love you so very much. May you be encouraged today. And if you're not on a fast, eat some ice cream today for me. All right. God bless you. Thank you so very much. Amen. Don't we love her? Amen. Let's say we love you, Ambassador Hagen.
We
love you. Ambassador Hagen.
And she stands for what she is. Amen. Those of you that have never met her in person, she is a beautiful on and beautiful out, inside out, a beautiful little petite lady. Amen. And she wears a lot of beautiful hats. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. We're at our praise reports, amen. I believe I've said enough today. You all about know that I'm doing good. I did have a real big home going this morning this weekend that, amen, that we have had to affiliate, amen. One of my armor bearer went home to be with the Lord, a beautiful woman of God, amen, praise the Lord. I was tired, amen, it was long. You know, big funerals is long, amen, and that's not including the the repast. It pulls on your spirit, and I was right back up Sunday morning. I had said, oh, I hope, you know how we say when you're tired on the weekend, oh, I hope church will be, we go there and it'll be quick and in a hurry. Guess what? God say, I got you. We was in church longer Sunday than ever before. I forgot all about I was tired when the Holy Spirit. Y'all been there before? Amen.
Amen.
The anointing came in the church. I forgot all about I was tired. Those Lamentations say his mercies are new every morning.
Hey.
Amen. And new mercies we see. He had another anointing. And sometimes we try to hold on to that, and God was trying to get the residue of that home going out of our spirit and off us and put a fresh anointing on us, and that's what he did. So I honor God today, amen, and I praise him for what he's doing, and I certainly want to say that I thank our chief ambassador for allowing me to do this. Sometimes your leaders have to put a match up under you to get you back where you need to be at. I know I've been on the line every day. Every day I'm on the line. I'm not off the line. You just don't hear me, but I just feel like some of the rest of them need to come up, and I'm just glad to see them. But then every now and then the Lord say, you need to make your request known unto the Lord. And it takes leadership to see that. In my own ministry, when I see my leaders are slacking a little, I have to put them in a place where they need to be. And I'm saying this to all of us on the line. When you're in leadership position, you don't have a timeout. As long as you're serving God, you have to do it. So thank you, Chief Ambassador, amen, for putting, I had another plan, but God had a plan for me. I was going to be on the line, amen, praise the Lord, but I was going to sort my laundry at the time. I just be honest with you all. Y'all do things on the line too, amen, praise the Lord, but God had another plan, amen, praise the Lord. I got a busy week this week as well, but God knows how to put everything in place. Let's have a couple of praise reports this morning, and we're going to move on. Anyone with a praise report, you're on the line.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown from 913.
Yes,
and I
ma'am.
Good morning. I have
good
a praise
morning.
Report. Good morning. I haven't been on the line the way that I should have been, you know, should be. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to God and good morning to everyone that's on the line. And I haven't been hearing from you.
I'm on the line. Did you just hear me?
I heard you, but I said I haven't been.
Amen, but in my mind, I just felt like it was time to let others, amen.
Yeah.
I never have a problem with saying anything for the Lord, but I just felt like it was time for others to get some time, amen.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Forgive me if you needed me, because I have daughters, spiritual daughters all over the land, and they tell me they want to hear from me. I have a spirit of gab, so I got to know how to let go, because I'm a leader. And leaders have that spirit, and I'm not the leader. You got to realize I am a follower on First Fruit Prayer Line, and I'm not the leader. I'm following Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. But I've been here, dear, amen, and in the background, there are intercessors that pray for you. I am on the line praying, amen, praise the Lord. But I know that it's time for me to come forward. I was on a 40-day fast, okay? And at that timing that I was on the 40 days, the Lord had me, amen, what you call a headlock, amen. And I thank God, because I came up with more strength. Every now and then you need to be in a place where you need to hear. When you talk all the time, you need to go in a place like Jesus did, and you need to be quiet and listen to the Holy Spirit. So that's where I've been, amen, praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank you for thinking about me.
No, this is Sheila Brown again. I said I haven't been on the prayer line, me.
Okay.
I haven't been doing my job where I should be on the prayer line every day, and I've been slacking. But during
well,
that time of my
heard
slack.
You say that you had not heard me. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
No,
that.
I've been slacking. Yes, ma'am. I've been slacking, not on my job. So please forgive me if you misunderstood me. But I love to hear you. You are a powerful lady of God, and I've been missing you. You are one of the first women I met and told me that I can be your spiritual daughter when I first called January the 16th. I just want you to know I love you, You are a sincere woman of God, and you have a great praying gift that God gave you. And I just felt blessed to hear your voice when I called this prayer line today. And everything you said, I receive it, and it is from God, because I go to Second Baptist, and today is the third day of our 40-day prayer. And today's scripture is, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. That's Revelation 2:7. That's what you've been praying about. And I thank you for leading me. I do holler, hallelujah, amen. And you told me the other week that to calm that down, and you here to teach me. I'm 43 years old. You're just a little bit older than me. And I receive your correction. I receive it with love, and just keep continuing to pray for me that I can tone them hallelujahs and holler amen. I go to a Baptist church.